thought for today. Don't wait for destiny, create your own. Don't wait for destiny, create your own. Don't wait for destiny, create your own. Interesting. This morning at midnight, I woke up and went over to the computer, and I said, "You have something to tell me." And so I listened, and it didn't say a word. And so I went into the computer, and it said, "Go online and get Microsoft's chosen words, chosen details to take care of your printer and so forth, your printer software, and it'll be right stuff. It won't give you, won't mislead you. It won't take you off." So I went in there. When I went in there, the first thing I saw was buy, these toys, that toys, this, that, and everything else on the sun. It had nothing to do with Microsoft. And I thought, that's really strange. And then I clicked around until finally I came to something that said, "Microsoft is here to help you. Here to be big daddy to you." And I thought, that's very interesting. Now, how is it going to do that? So I opened up the thing that said, "We're here to help you. We're here to be your big daddy. We're here to take care of all of your needs." And so I opened it up, and it said, "We have the information that you want." So I clicked on that, and then it said, "This may take a few minutes, but we know exactly what you want. We know exactly what your computer is missing. We know what your computer needs to have to make it operate properly. We know all these things." And I thought, how do they know all these things? Because I went to them just saying, "I'm looking for your program that's supposed to fix everything." Not what it's supposed to fix, but just to fix everything. And they knew what I wanted to fix. And I thought, and they said, "We are not inside your computer. We are not inside your computer. We are we just know what you need to have done. We have the printer activity here that will take care of this for you." So I turned it on. And it said, "Now you'll need to click onto this program that gives you an hour to put it on there. And you'll need to click on that program, it takes 17 minutes, and this program that'll do that. And you need all these things." And I thought, for goodness sakes. I thought when I bought the printer, it came with all the software that you needed to make it run, which it did for a few minutes. And so I clicked on this, and I clicked on that, and I thought, hey, an hour has passed. It's now 1 o'clock. I'm missing my sleep time. What is all this about? That's silly. So I decided, I would let it run to the end of one program, then I turned it off. It says, "No, you can't turn us off. We're here to guide you and to help you, and if it takes all day, we're here to do it. And we'll just eat up your online time like crazy." And so I pressed the button and shut it off. And I figured, they're not going to tell me what to do. I wanted to go to bed. So I went to bed. And then later, when I got up, I turned it on again, looked at it, and it says, "We're ready for you." As though there's some sort of creature in there, some sort of intelligence that's in there, ready to operate my computer for me. And I thought, wow, this is very interesting. We say, don't wait for destiny, create your own. Well, they're certainly doing that. Now, that can be good, and it can be bad. It is good insofar as they help you to make the programs work that you're having difficulty making work. It is bad insofar as they are inside your computer and they know everything that's going on in your computer. Now, you shouldn't have anything going on in your computer which is not harmonious with you, okay? You should not be doing anything that is naughty. You shouldn't be looking at pornographic things. You shouldn't be sending bad notes to different people or whatever, you know. And theoretically, you shouldn't be doing that. But they can tell. They can tell. And then I was reading in a pamphlet that said, you do not erase anything off your computer when you erase it. You merely put it in another place. And that anybody who wants to know anything that you've done on your computer for the past years can just click into that other place and find all that information. And I thought, gee, if all that information is there, I have no problem with security or no problem with people knowing what I've written. But if all that information is there, that's taking up a lot of hard disk space. And taking up a lot of hard disk space, that means it's got to work around all that stuff. That stuff's all there doing things that I don't really care about having it do. Now, how do we erase these things? There are ways to do that. How do we keep other consciousnesses or other intelligences out of our computers, out of our life? And I thought, that's a very good parallel to our divinity. Our body is a computer, a very, very special computer. It can walk and talk and dance and sing. And intelligence is the universal consciousness that exists. And we are that intelligence. We live in that intelligence. We dwell in that intelligence. But you see, that intelligence isn't just intelligence. It's all intelligence. It's all the knowledge of the universe. It's all the wisdom of the universe. It's the whole ball of wax. And we have it in us, around us, through us, as us, in us. It's like we are a little faucet out of the great bank in the sky. And we turn the faucet on. Everything in that bank is ours. If we turn that faucet on, let it all run. And then if we want, we have a perfect right to build a new faucet. We can build a faucet that's as big as 2 feet in diameter. We can build a faucet that's as big as all outdoors. We can take the wall down from the bank. It's our bank. And then merge intelligently with that bank, as that bank, as that intelligence, not have any separation between us and universal intelligence or the bank. Now, how do we do that? Don't wait for destiny, create your own. You don't have to wait until you die and you go to heaven and you're with God, you know. You are God, and you're in heaven right now, but you're only using a little bit of it. You see, when a computer system has the ability to not even have a human person tell you what's wrong with your computer and discuss what's wrong with your computer and talk about what's wrong with your computer, when you can have a non-real person do that and have the ability to understand, a real person may have access to that information that the non-real person develops. But the non-real person is like that channel that we are between our divine and our human self. And we want to change that channel. We want to change that non-real person to a very real person, to ourselves. We want to live in this body, in this life, in this activity, as a fulfilled, real person. Now, Sylvia was telling us that when she was 10 years old, she had the feeling that she was a philosopher. Her family wasn't into religion too much. Her family wasn't into rites and rituals of the religion. But her family were thinkers. And so she learned to be a thinker. And as she learned to be a thinker, she was very confused. And her family was very confused, and her world was very confused. Because anyone who begins thinking and thinks that they have to think something particular is confused. The minute Sylvia stopped thinking about things in particular and started thinking about the universal quality of things, then her thinking stopped being confused. She started being very knowledgeable, as she likes to say. What does she like to say? She likes to say that wisdom is another definition for philosophy. The love of wisdom, the search of wisdom, the probing of wisdom. Now, what is wisdom? Wisdom is not 2 times 2 is 4. Wisdom is not knowledge of information. Wisdom is how to put all things together in a wonderful, beautiful package. Why am I here? Where am I going? What am I doing? All of these things that only wisdom can reveal to you. Knowledge doesn't reveal it to you, because you have no knowledge of where you're going, what you're doing, why you're here, and things that you have no. You can verbalize it. You can say, I'm here to be myself and have fun and all those sort of things, but that's nothing. You cannot put your finger on why I'm here to be myself and have fun. Who are you? Who are you? And what does fun mean to you? You see, it's only wisdom that gives you an understanding of that. That's why the pursuit of wisdom is philosophy. And that's why philosophy is our primary emphasis. So, don't wait for destiny, create your own. If we in our wonderful creative intelligence, which is wonderful and creative, can create a Microsoft Big Daddy that can reach out just casually into our computers, just casually into our life, and know what we need, know what we want, know where we're going, just casually. That's not a primary program, they say, you know. If they can do that, just imagine what they can do on purpose. Imagine what they can do when they really put together all of their wisdom and come up with something fabulous. Now, we can wait. We can wait. We can have that for ourselves later. We can know that for ourselves later if we wish. But you see, we're not here to be a big daddy like Microsoft is being in that instance. And they also said, which other program are you using that does the same thing? Ooh. Just because Microsoft can do that doesn't mean that a dozen others or more can also do that. When we hear about a hacker is a genius with computers. Understand that. A hacker is a genius with computers. Some hackers go off their reservation and they start doing things they shouldn't do because they think it's fun. They think, wouldn't it be fun to put virus into the computer system and just upset the whole world of computers and make everybody go crazy? Wouldn't it be fun? Why is it that little boys like to go up on bridges and throw stones off the bridges at the oncoming car, realizing or not that those stones hitting the windshield of that car at that speed can cause a great deal of damage? And they don't want to hurt anybody. They just want to make a statement. They want to make a statement. See the power I have? I'm up here and I can throw a stone down there. See the power that I have? That's what they're saying. They don't say they want to hurt someone. They don't even know who's in that car. It's just a statement they're making. And this is what we're all doing. We're all making a statement. And Microsoft is making a statement. And other companies are making statements too. All the hackers are geniuses making a statement. Some make a statement for good, like Norton, who develops the antivirus programs, and McAfee and a few of the others. So, and Microsoft has their antivirus too. but don't wait for your destiny. Create your own. What is it you'd like to have? Okay, Herb, you said that. Don't wait for destiny. Create your own. You said it now. What about it? What do we do? What's our step? What are we supposed to do? Don't just give us this happy talk. Say something. All right, I will. Create your own destiny right now. And you haven't the slightest idea what you want your destiny to be. Ha, ha, ha. None of us. We have not the slightest idea what we want our destiny to be. In other words, what is our real self? Who are we? Where are we going? What, you know, all those good questions. Have you heard anyone give an answer for it? Anybody on the face of the earth? Even Jesus? Even Buddha? Even Socrates, Plato? Have you heard any of the modern philosophers give any answer to it? Oh, they will give pseudo answers for it, but not real. They'll say, we're here to glorify God. We are here to show the world how wonderful God is, and to praise God and to worship God. And they're right. They're absolutely right. Except that they think God is outside of them. And we are so smart because we know God is inside of us. Okay? If we're so smart and we know God is inside of ourselves, then let's start working from there. Let's start working from there. Now, the children would come to me in El Centro, and they would say, Dr. Barley, I'm doing poorly in school, and I want to do better. Dr. Barley, I'm working on my top scout badge, and I want to get my top scout badge, but I'm bad in history, and I cannot get with history. Dr. Barley, what do I do? What do I do? I'm having trouble in algebra. I'm having trouble with this. And I say to them, pish, pish, piffle, piffle. That's what I say to them. And they say, what kind of a helper are you? What kind of a minister are you? And I say, just act like that. Piffle, piffle. It doesn't matter. Just say, I know that I know that I know God in me knows the answer. I know that I know that I know God in me knows the answer. I know that I know that I know God in me knows the answer. I know that I know that I know God in me. I got them to sing that. I got them and to think, you know, totally abandoned. Not worry about algebra, not worry about history, not worry about any of these things, the scout badge, the Eagle Scout badge and stuff. Not to worry about any of those things. Just say, I know that I know that I know God in me. With that abandon, with that nonchalance, with that superiority, I know that I know that I know God in me knows the answer. And I got them, and they were a bunch of terrible children. If you were to hear them, you'd think to yourself, oh, who needs them in the world? Self-righteous little jerks, you know? Well, that's what we say. But didn't bother them. They didn't listen to each other. They just listened to themselves. I had this whole class going of young people's class. They would ride around with me in my Mercedes with the top downs lined around the back there like they shouldn't do. Of course, this was back in 72 and they could do that. But they would just sit around there. We'd drive through town and then one day the cops came up and they says, Dr. Barley, those kids have to have their seat inside the car. Not only their feet, their seat. Because they all had their feet down inside the car, but their seats weren't. And so they snuggled down in there like a bunch of sardines. And we changed our program a little bit. But you see, I know that I know that I know God in me knows the answer. These kids love me. These kids worship me. These kids followed me. These kids would have done anything for, and they're still calling me on the phone, talking to me. These kids, because they put it into practice and it worked. They put it into practice and it worked. We have this information coming to us from many sources. Trust in the Lord thy God, and thy Lord thy God will not forsake thee. He will uplift thee to the mountains and the hills, and he will take thee from all strife. Yes, sounds so great. It's true. But the thing is, who is the Lord your God? The divine in you. Now, if we're thinking of some outer being, then we have to sort of cajole that outer being. But when you're thinking of your own inner self, what do you say about your own inner self? You say, I know that I know that I know. God in me, as me, knows the answer. I know that I know that I know. I know the answer. You know, sort of nose up in the air. I know the answer. Ta, 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 ta. Yes. But you don't have your nose up in the air. You have more humility than you can ever imagine. But you say, I know that I know. And you know it. Now, if the geniuses at Microsoft, the geniuses at all these other agencies who work on computers, all these hackers. Do you know why a hacker finds it so easy to work in computers? Because he loves himself. A hacker loves himself. And he's just having fun and being himself. He is just, he touched his own wisdom. He touched his own brain. He touched his own genius. And he recognized it. He said, wow, I like that. And he just kept that channel wide open. And he used it. Oh, they may not make money. They could. Oh boy, could they make money. Some guys tried by nefarious ways. But you see, when you say, I know that I know that I know, the divine in me knows the answer. God in me knows the answer. I in me know the answer. Then you open up your doorway to everything. And then Sylvia will no longer have to be confused as to what her path is. She knows her path is looking for herself. She knows her path is finding the divine within. She knows that's her path. But she hasn't found any philosopher to lead her there. And she never will. Because the only philosopher who will lead you to your path is yourself. Remember that. The only philosopher who leads me to my path is myself. The only person I can satisfy in this whole world is me. I can't make mother happy about me or papa happy about me. My brothers and sisters, my brother Ray, when I visited him a couple days ago, he says, you know, Herbie, I'm very proud of you. And I said, well, thank you very much. First time in his life he's ever said that to me. Maybe he's thought it before. I'm sure he has. But he's never said it. And my sister Marie wrote an email, and in the email she says, you are wonderful. I'm so proud of you. I'm so happy I have you as my brother. And a few other comments. That's from family. And when your family compliments you, you must be doing something right. You don't want your family to compliment you. You don't care if they compliment you. You're doing your own thing. But when they do, when they begin to see who you are, not necessarily in its fullness, but the direction you're going at least, then you must be doing something right. And that's beautiful. All of you have run through that experience with your parents and your family and your brothers and sisters and what have you. All of you have experienced that, where they begin to say, hey, you know what you're doing. You're a big boy. You're a big girl. You can go do what you want to do. When I would be out late at night, I've told you this before, when I was a teenager, I never was one to call ahead. I didn't like to report in. I didn't like to tell people where I was. Not that I was doing anything wrong. I didn't like to tell people where I was. I'm me doing my thing. They're doing their thing. They don't worry about me because I've never done anything they had to worry about. And so I would come home sometimes the next morning. And mother never asked where I was. She never asked why I was out all night. She always just would say to me, whenever she would say something to me, she'd say, Herbie, she said, I never have to worry about you. You're always doing the right thing. I said, thanks, Mom. You see, when we always do the right thing, then we don't have to report in. We don't have to let the world know what we're doing. The world knows what we're doing because we're doing the right thing. And when we're harmonious, we're doing the right thing. Now, was I creating my own destiny? You bet. Have you, from time to time, created your own destiny? Does John's mother worry where he is? You know, John's mother has a problem though with him. John's mother knows that John is always in heaven. But she didn't know that heaven had so many names to it. Campo, Malaysia, India, Mount Everest. Wherever John went, that is heaven. And his mother knew that he's always in heaven, but she didn't know all the many names of heaven. And she didn't care, because John introduced her to them as he went there. Now, is this how we live our life? Is this the magic of who we are? Are we so self-confident and not self-righteous for sure, but are we so such nice people, such good people, if you will, that we don't violate the laws of society, that we don't violate the rules of the world, that we're harmonious with it? Are we such nice people? Well, if we are, we're not waiting for our destiny. We're creating it for ourselves. If we are this nice person, we have put the cause in motion ourselves. Would I worry about where you are? If you were gone overnight and didn't report in, would I worry where you are? No. Some of you I might worry, but not all of you, and I wouldn't worry. But when someone who is not feeling well is away, I am concerned that we get a hold of them. We help them. Make sure that they're not in harm's way. Of course, we surround them with our pure white light of love, and that's the best thing that we could ever do. But most of you, to go along with my story, your mother wouldn't worry about where you are or what you're doing, because she knows that where you are is good and very good, and what you're doing is good and very good. Can you see? There's that secret place within us. I know that I know that I know. God in me knows the answer. There is that secret channel. We have that little thin pipe coming out of the World Bank, the Universal Bank, the Universal Intelligence, our God Self. And we're just using the little spigot there to drip out a few drops. And say, that's so good. My goodness. Turn it on. But I don't want to waste it. Turn it on. I don't want to waste it. You won't waste it. Take the wall down from the bank. Merge with the bank. Remove the walls entirely, the ceilings, the floor. Be the bank. Be your divine self. Be your God self. Merge with it. However you want to visualize your merger. But remember, when you're merging with yourself, you are the president, you're the chairman of the board, you're the chief executive officer. Remember that. You're not asking someone else for guidance. It's you. You're the cheese. You're the chef. Don't ever expect anybody else to do anything for you, because they're doing their own thing. But you can do everything for yourself, because you're the master. Don't wait for destiny. Create your own. Create your own destiny. Create your own. How do you create it? By saying, I like me. By saying, I know that I know that I know. By saying, I am the allness. And when you say that, You are. I love you.